You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, and this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. My name is Greg Sussman, joined as always by the King, Scott Angle, Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Tony Cincotta as well. We go 3 hours for you up to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And the Fantasy Best Friends Forever come your way next. What's going on, Scotty?
It's an exciting time of year, you know, getting ready for Super Bowl week. Spring training's right around the corner, and, lots of interesting storylines in the NBA.
What's up, Tone?
Not much, you know. Big NBA night last night, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it's funny, I haven't even got involved in the Super Bowl hype.
Yeah.
I have doing a little basketball, doing some baseball, and I saw Tom Brady and Matt Ryan for like 30 seconds together or something last night, and I changed the channel.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that also.
I watched Matt Ryan, you know, and I watched him say, like, all the boring things that he was going to say, and then they said, let's go to Devonta Freeman, and I said, let's go.
I didn't watch any of that. I don't watch any of Media Day, if that's today or tomorrow, none of it. I watched zero.
It's different. Like, I was at Media Day a few years ago.
Yes.
When you're there, it's, like, so much different. You know, it's, like, different when you're asking the questions and everything, but you're not really going to hear anything. You're hoping to maybe hear a dumb question, you know, that has maybe, like, drawn some interest in the past.
For me, it was not a great NBA night, gentlemen. I followed Tony's advice. I did a $5 50-50, a $3 50, $2 oh. 50-50, and then three head-to-heads to get to my $10. And I did not win. I put a lot of points, but I did not. I won.
How much did you score?
293. I wasn't upset. Like, that's a good score.
Yeah.
Who didn't come through for you?
That's a great question, Tone. I felt like I had a good night. Who didn't come through for me? What bastard didn't come through last night? Let's find out. Yes. The winner.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to stall while you were looking.
Oh, I got you. You know what? It was Reggie Jackson really stunk last night.
That was surprising to me.
Yeah, the matchup that he had last night. Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, he was. I watched a lot of that game. He was terrible.
Me too. He was terrible. I watched.
Andre Drummond was the man, though.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a mistake, right? Like, my initial lineup, I put in Andre Drummond, and later in the day, I switched him out for Carl Anthony Towns, who didn't put up enough points.
Yeah, you could have done like me and had Tristan Thompson still put up a 310.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Well, I don't know if you guys know what happened last night.
Oh, yeah, Tristan Thompson got paid by the rebound last night, right?
Yeah. He was talking about he was worth his $82 million, and it didn't. I don't know if it was a protest. He didn't take a shot in the game. So, I don't know. This LeBron thing's gotten out of control.
What would you say? It's nice work if you can get it with the Cavaliers.
Yeah, $82 million. He comes out and says, "I don't care what LeBron says. I'm worth $82 million." And then he gets a zero. I mean, what the hell is going on there? So last night during a lineup block show, I get, you know, you guys have done this before. I get the producer yelling in my ear, "Check your text." And I got a text from my boss, Mike Cardano. And I'm gonna read you word for word what this guy has to say to me
during
the show. during a show, what you're trying to do, right, and give the people what they need to be successful. Mike Cardano texts me and says, "What do I do? I plan to put a $10 game in the NBA. I hit $1,000 instead, and I'm in a head-to-head matchup, and I'm 1-9 in the history of the NBA. And I don't know what to do. I should have went through the money. I'm sick to my stomach." And so immediately,
he can't spell, he can't read numbers. Wow.
So I give him directions to withdraw his entry. And then I remembered that he said head-to-head.
Yeah.
And I said, "You can't withdraw. Because once it's full in daily, you can withdraw in any tournament, anything, once it's full." So I said, then I said, "I, you know what? Tell him to call in and let's go over this." So we find out that he puts in a $1,060 entry, and we decide, "Well, you better win now." Yeah. And me and Benny give him a lineup over the air, and one of them it included Tristan Thompson, but he got a 3 of 10, and he was able to win.
Ooh, wow, that's a huge win!
Nice tubby.
Oh boy, that's not just able to win.
So
that's a massive win.
$1,000.
$1,000 last night.
Wow. Yeah, it cleared 960.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
Wow. You know what they say about the sun shining on a dog's ass? It happened last night.
So last night was crazy because we had I said, how is it that Mike is 1-9, doesn't know anything about basketball, didn't know Mike Conley wasn't a white Irish guy, to tell you the truth. And he clears 940 last night. I give him the lineup, and I clear 156. What the hell's going on here?
He should give you and Benny a cut.
Well, we just want a steak.
Steak, yeah, that would work. No, what kind of steak? A steak like steake or steak?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was thinking eak. Well, I'll take the other one as well.
That's interesting stuff.
So, yeah, how crazy is that?
Yeah, that's good. Well, good looking out that he had his back, though.
He wouldn't look at the score, right? He gave the link to his kid to watch, and he wouldn't watch it. He said he was at his kid's basketball game. He was so nervous. He was in the bathroom for most of the basketball game.
Wow.
Crazy.
Because of...
Crazy.
Because of the NBA, he was in the bathroom.
Yeah. And one of the things, it was so funny how it happened, though. Me and Benny were just talking about the Fantasy Aces Fantasy Draft news that was out there. For all the people that don't listen, Fantasy Draft pulled out of their deal with Fantasy Aces after doing some due diligence. They found something wrong. I don't know exactly what they found or where to go if we find that information out. That deal is off. And what we were talking about is that I never leave more than 500 in my account. And especially when we were going through the regulations there, and Benny was saying he doesn't leave more than 400 in his account. And I think you should be careful sometimes. And if you're in that situation with Fantasy Aces, I've done a little research, and there are some complaints about some slow pay as of late. They stopped trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange. I would be cognizant of that and a little concerned about that. That I would, I'm not saying not play there, but I just wouldn't leave all my money in that account.
Corey, what's up, my man? How you doing, buddy?
Ain't nothing much, chilling, feeling... I don't like the way I sound. There we go. Ain't nothing much, chilling, feeling pretty good coming in here this morning. Getting ready to rock and roll, make a couple, you know, entertaining shows for you. You know, put together some trivia for us. I'm going to do that. I guess we'll talk some baseball. I don't know. I just feel good. I'm happy to be here.
That's great. We're happy to have you.
I like the way I sound in my headphones.
You sound fine to us.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
I sound like young Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, something like that.
Thank you. How you doing, Scott?
Good.
You got a drink called 45?
No, I haven't. The last time I had a sip.
No, isn't that what Billy D. Williams?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Colt 45.
He used the hot Colt 45.
Lady sings the blues.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had malt liquor since my 21st birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that stuff's not good for you.
Not good for you.
No.
You don't put anything in your body, it's not good for you.
I have. But malt liquor
that's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the line.
I got you.
You gotta draw the line. I like guys with standards.
Yeah, that's too much, so... Shout out to Billy D, but no Colt 45 for me.
On the program today, we're going to talk a little more baseball naturally. We'll talk some NBA, of course. Corey's got some Super Bowl trivia for us coming up.
Why is Charles Barkley trending?
Charles Barkley called out LeBron James last
night. Okay, that's what happened, right?
Yeah, cool. LeBron James wasn't happy about that, by the way. Would you like to hear what LeBron had to say?
We can do that after the break. Oh, you want to do it
now?
Do
that right now.
Oh, what do you say?
Yeah, plenty of time. LeBron James, I don't even know what Charles Barkley said, to be honest with you. I like that you just come in and look at Twitter trends, and instead of going with the show, you go, what's Sage Steele saying? that was Charles Barkley today. But I don't know what Barkley said. I'll tell you what LeBron responded with. I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid.
I never had an unpaid debt in Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying. All I've done for my entire life, career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble. Respect to the game. Print that.
Wow. Mic drop.
Oh, no. To put Charles Barkley.
He ripped him.
He put it all out there.
He went on Wikipedia and looked up every infraction.
Oh, man.
Now, what did Barkley have to say here?
Barkley has his, what, Thursday? Tonight. They're on tonight, right?
No, they were on last night.
They were on last night.
TNT. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, you know what? I kind of like it when they have the NBA on every night, you know?
I do, too. I like that, but I didn't think about that. It's a Monday night game. Usually it's Tuesday.
Let's see. I really want to find out what Barkley had to say.
I think if Chuck would have came back, and you would have heard about it already, or there would have been some video out there.
Here we go. So Barkley...
Chuck's going to do it on TV.
Yes. Yeah. So Barkley said something beforehand, obviously, which would have sparked him.
Barkley was calling him a crybaby and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically.
Saying that he need good players around him to play well.
Shaq called him out as well.
He's got a ring, though. Barkley doesn't have one.
Well, Barkley will say it's because LeBron went and played with his friends and then got general manager and got other friends. And he said, quote...
Yeah. He won one with Cleveland.
But the one with Cleveland legitimizes everything.
I agree. I mean, you can't say, he went back because, Kyrie and Kevin Love are going to be better the next 5 years in Bosh and Wade, which is also true. Barkley said, quote, "This ain't like a 7-Eleven. You can't just go in and buy everything. They're trying to make trades. They got the highest payroll in the league. They're paying $40 to $50 million in luxury taxes." Now, that quote stems from the quote about LeBron saying, basically, "We don't have good enough players." Though there was a rumor that he was pissed off at Dan Gilbert, the owner of Cleveland, because he felt like he wasn't spending enough money.
Yep, and then Chuck will... Yeah, Chuck's going to reply on TV. You know, Charles Barkley like stuff like this. He wanted to mix it up with Charles LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. Charles going to say, "Twitter don't pay me. I'll be doing it on TNT."
Yeah.
And he'll hammer him again. And you know what? LeBron better stay out of it because he ain't going to win this one.
You don't think so? This is a good warning shot fired by LeBron right here, Tony.
No, because Charles doesn't care about what people say about him.
No, he doesn't.
He's just going to and hammer this guy.
You know, it's interesting.
Like, LeBron generally cares, I think, about what people say about him.
This is kind of how I feel.
He had to clarify his own record.
This is kind of how I feel about the current political climate, to be honest with you. That, you have this person that says and does whatever he wants. And you have everyone have this outrage, and he doesn't care. You know? It's kind of similar.
Your voice is weighing
ready.
In. Who?
My boy.
Oh, already?
We had early tweets today.
I haven't read that yet. I'm reading. I just saw what Stephen A. just tweeted.
Oh, I got something. I'm waiting. Yeah, I can't wait. I got this Bill Clinton 1995 speech that he wants to keep all the people out of the United States.
Hey,
I'm going to post that one today.
Hey, at Mike and Mike, Jordan's problem with Barkley wasn't criticism. It was the fact that Barkley never called him first. He found out on TV. That was Jordan. All if we were friends, he said, "Call me and tell me. Don't let me find out that way." Okay, so Charles Barkley is a big talk this morning. Him and LeBron James, this feud is a big talk. And I guess 45 is hit. 45 get up early, don't he? He's trying to kill.
Does he ever go to bed? Maybe he don't go to bed.
Maybe he don't go to bed. You're right. If he just stay up all night.
How the hell could you go to bed sleeping next to that? Why would you sleep? One. Do you think they sleep in the same bed?
Nah, uh-uh. Mm-mm. I don't think so. I kind of don't want to comment on the first lady, but...
Fake tears, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, that was a lot.
he's in the tweet, he did it again.
Again?
You didn't see that tweet? You missed that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there it is. boy. Yeah,
all right.
We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little NBA from last night. Tony put up 310. Mike Cardano wins a grand putting up 310. I lose money putting up 293. We'll talk about all five games. And in the sixth magical game, where the Sixers are now 4.5 out of a playoff spot without Joel Embiid last night. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Through a little NBA on the other side of the break. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Corey Parson, fantasy executive, the King, is here as well. Tony Sincotta, no doubt. Last night in the National Basketball Association, you saw the Philly Sixers now 4.5 games out of playoff spot after defeating the Sacramento Kings 122-119 without Joel Embiid, which is crazy. High scorer for them was Robert Covington, who continues to see the most minutes on the team, put up 23-10. Nick Stauskas got hot, 4-6 from behind the arc. He had 16. Jahlil Okafor started this one, played 22 minutes and 15. Nerlens Noel played more minutes off the bench, 25. He had 12. Dario Saric had 17 off the bench. Gerald Henderson had 15 off the bench. Ersan Ilyasova had 10. For the Kings, you saw Boogie's go ape shit. He had 46 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists. No other Kings starter was in double digits. Willie Cauley-Stein seeing more minutes now at 17, while Matty Barnes at 16.
You know, I know you rolled past the Sixers, but, you know, and Tony was talking about it earlier. Like, TJ McConnell has, like, really been playing well lately. He's got double-digit assists in 5 of his last 6 games.
Yeah, TJ McConnell has been a vital and valuable piece for a rebuilding Sixers team.
This wasn't on the main slate, right?
No, because it started at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock start, yeah. You so, know, the makeup because of the condensation on the court.
Was you able? Was it on any? It wasn't on the main slate, but was it available anywhere?
Yeah, there was a couple. He played head-to-head, and there was a couple tournaments on both sites.
Okay.
Yeah. So you certainly could have played it if you needed to, if you were dying to, for sure.
Sacramento's bench really came up, you know, like outside of the starters. You had Cousins with the 46, but as you mentioned, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein and Barnes, you know, got 33 points combined off the bench.
Yeah, they did.
If DeMarcus Cousins was ever traded by Sacramento,
yep,
Willie Cauley-Stein should be the first guy you go and pick up, because this guy can play. He just doesn't get enough playing time.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
20 minutes last night.
He was saying how, you know, he never dealt with this, right, not playing, and he feels like he had a good rookie year and he wants more of an opportunity, and whatever reason, Dave Yeager has not given it to him. And now, with Rudy Gay's injury, he has seemingly at least rejoined the rotation.
I don't know. This team, too, is a little dysfunctional.
Yes.
When you look at it, you see Garrett Temple in there, who's a 32-year-old veteran, and you see guys like, you know, Cauley-Stein can't get in the lineup. Kostas Koufos is in there, who's a legitimate backup center, but nothing more than that. They should get this kid in the damn lineup and let him play. And then some nights Darren Collison plays, other nights Ty Lawson plays. Some nights they split it down the middle. It just seems like there's no organization to this team.
The Philadelphia Sixers, as I said, are 4.5 back, but they are not the hottest team in the NBA. That's probably the Miami Heat, who all of a sudden won 8 in a row in the East. They defeat Brooklyn last night, 104-96. They got Tyler Johnson back, and Tyler Johnson played 19 minutes in his return. But the story for this game here, Fort Miami, once again, Deion Waiters, guys. Deion Waiters, 36 minutes, had 19 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds. Goran Dragic had 20-8. You had 13 from Roddy Magruder, 12-9 from Hassan Whiteside, and then James Johnson off the bench. He had 17-5.
Yeah, we're talking about Tony was talking about Johnson as a good play yesterday and Dragic as the must start. Hassan Whiteside, 30 minutes, only 12 points and 9 rebounds, but you know, you'll take the 9 rebounds. What Tony did note, though, in the early show, which is very interesting, is that in 34 consecutive games, the Brooklyn Nets have given up 100 points.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets stink. We all know that. That's for damn sure. Speaking of the Nets,
quite
a set. Yeah.
Hassan Whiteside hasn't scored 40 fantasy points in over 10 games.
Hassan Whiteside probably struggling since that injury, Tony.
Yeah, that's exactly when it's all gone downhill. He's not the same player, so you got to stay off him. That's 2 tasty matchups against Brooklyn, which he didn't come through.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what else? What Tony has alluded to in the past, and it's like, you know, Brook Lopez, just like this big guy that doesn't rebound. Like 3 rebounds last night in 31 minutes, only 14 points.
The Brooklyn Nets, for Bojan Bogdanovic, he led the way with 16 points, 6 rebounds for him. Brook Lopez doesn't know how to rebound a basketball, so he only had 3 of those with 14 points. Trevor Booker finally has a good game here with 13-8, a couple of steals. You know, Isaiah Whitehead had 13 points. People continue to play Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, and last night at least he got you 11 rebounds and only scored 4 points. I know people picked up in seasonal leagues Caris LeVert. He had 4 points, 6 rebounds last night.
I like that guy, but like he's not anywhere consistent to the point where like you can really have him on the radar. I really believe that Tony just covers the Nets every morning on the news program just so he can say Spencer Dinwiddie.
I like
the greatest name.
I love saying that.
Yeah.
Spencer Dinwiddie?
Yeah.
I throw him in there every day, no matter what he does.
I noticed the net on the way into work.
It's funny. I liked him in college. Yeah. That was about it. Caris LeVert, not Spencer Dinwiddie. I don't really know anything about Spencer Dinwiddie.
I want to say, really?
Occasionally, LeVert will do something. You go, man, this guy has some potential, and he'll just disappear.
I think he does have potential. I think it's all about playing time. With Caris LeVert, and I think as the season continues on.
He had 27 minutes last night. He only scored 4 points.
Well, he had a bunch of rebounds, though.
Yeah, he had 6.
So that's a bunch.
Yeah. He's somebody like, you know, I keep on my watch list. That's about it.
Yeah, I actually picked him up in a seasonal league and have since dropped him. Yeah. He didn't last very long. Let's just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Orlando, Minnesota went to overtime last night. The T-Wolves defeated Orlando 111-105. Andrew Wiggins at 27. Karl Anthony Towns, 23, 12-7. A couple of blocks as well, although he did have 5 turnovers, a lot for him. Ricky Rubio, Tony's having a really nice year. He put up 22, 8-8 last night.
This was amazing because you just don't see Rubio shoot the ball this many times. 17 shots in this game was something I don't expect from him. And he nailed him from 3-point land, 6-for-9. This is a great, great game. And Ricky Rubio's really paying people off in season-long leagues that drafted him pretty late.
Yeah, he's got 36 points in his last 2 games on a total of 25 shots from the field. You know, this guy's only averaging 8.3 points per game overall. But, of course, you're going to take that kind of bonus.
From Minnesota, you also had 11-3 from Zach LaVine, who is interesting, Tone. 43 minutes, he played his normal absurd amount of minutes. Yep. Only 9 shots, 1 of 6 from 3-point range. And this is what we have said repeatedly is Minnesota's way of success.
Every time this guy seems to get less than 10 shots, they end up winning.
Yep.
And you're really seeing Wiggins take off from a scoring perspective, too. He was just under 50%, which is pretty good for a wing player. And it just seems like this is the way to go. And, again, Gorgui Dieng, 14 rebounds,
yep,
doing the dirty work, but only 5 points there. It's getting tougher and tougher to play him. Him and Karl Anthony Towns do not go off in the same nights.
The bench scoring, led by Shabazz Muhammad, who I like, 10-5. I just want his guy to get more minutes. Love to see a trade in Minnesota of some sort. Orlando, all 5 starters were in double digits last night, and that includes C.J. Watson, who put up 18 last night. 21-4-3 for Elfrid Payton, 17-10 for Serge Ibaka, 13-11 for Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, possible trade rumors for Serge Ibaka. I wanted to ask you guys, you know, just for fun, you know, where do you think he might end up and how would it affect his fantasy value? Like, where would you like to see him go, or, you know, what are some of the, you know, the teams that have been bounced around that, you know, you're interested in for him?
I haven't really heard anywhere, to be honest. All I heard is Orlando wants to get rid of the guy. I haven't heard anyone who's interested in him. I just heard Orlando wants to get rid of him because they made a stupid trade.
He hit 3 3 pointers last night.
Serge Ibaka hit 3 of 7 from behind the arc.
That's part of his game now.
Yep.
It's part of every big man's game. That's true. Yeah.
That's
right?
the way the league is evolving,
yes,
right now. It's like the mid-range jumper is disappearing. It's either in close or out high.
I like lost my mind. I was watching. I kept going back and forth between the Nets and the Heat,
right,
and the Pistons and where they were playing.
The Andre Drummond show.
I was going back and forth, and I don't remember if it was Whiteside or Drummond now,
right,
but one of them just 15 seconds off the shot clock, they chucked a 3. I'm like, why is Andre Drummond shooting a 3 from the top of the key? But this is the league.
That's
when Ibaka's play, though. That's when it started falling off in Oklahoma. When he started falling in love with the jump shot, and he wasn't playing close. Because he was a big shot blocker, too, and he would rebound. You know what's funny is the place that makes the most sense is that he needs to go back to Oklahoma. But they probably don't want him.
100%. 100%. That makes the most sense. This is a stupid trade for Orlando. Very stupid.
that no one's going to take up. In that game, Evan Fournier came back from an injury. He's been out 8 games, but didn't get the start. He'll probably be back in the lineup.
11 points.
So you'll see the end of CJ Watson.
Yeah.
For the record, evidently it wasn't Whiteside or Drummond, because neither of them shot a 3-point attempt last night. It might have been Brook Lopez, who was 0 of 6 from 3-point range. Brook Lopez shooting 3.
Shooting, this, missing this, 6, but only getting 3 rebounds.
Crap. Exactly. Yeah, right? He can't rebound the ball, but he can go 0 of 6 from behind the arc. He's 7 foot tall, and he has 3 rebounds in a game.
Grew up watching Bill Carter.
It gets even worse. He had 1 defensive rebound. What is he doing? Literally, what is he doing on defense?
Hey, Karis, I'm open.
Yeah, right. On defense.
Yeah.
Absurd. Detroit lost to Boston last night, 113-109. Boston extremely hot as well. The Celtics, 30-18. Led by who else? Isaiah Thomas put up 41-8 last night, including 15-15 from the free throw line, 4-11 from 3-point range.
24 in the fourth quarter.
24, as Scotty just said, in the fourth quarter. Is Isaiah Thomas, I don't want to say surprise because it isn't a surprise, Tony, but bringing the most value back, because he wasn't a first-round pick necessarily in fantasy drafts. I think he was a third-round pick, and he's providing first-round value.
He absolutely is. The only negative, if you want to nitpick, is if you play in a roto-style league, he's not getting the assist of the elite point guards. So that's, but that happens a lot in the NBA with a lot of these top guards, right? Kyrie Irving's another guy you're not getting assists with. So depending on how you build your team there, but you could go and if you need an assist, just go trade Isaiah Thomas for Ricky Rubio and you'll be all right.
Yeah, sick. That one game, 51 points but no assists. Last night, thankfully, he did have 8.
And for the most part, to be fair, it's picked up as of late, right? Like, he's clearly looking for his teammates more.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Tony, you said it yesterday, and we've kind of been on it for about the last 4 or 5 days now. Jay Crowder, one of the hotter players in the league, he put up 21-8 last night, even in a tough matchup. So Jay Crowder is hot. Josh Jerebko continues to start. He saw 10 rebounds. Al Horford returned to play 35 minutes. He had 13-6-6. Off the bench, Marcus Smart at 13-8-5.
Yeah, good game.
I took Crowder out of my lineup last night.
Oh,
Because the return of Al Horford, I thought was going to impact him. But Crowder absolutely continues to play well, so you can put him in there. Al Horford came back. Al Horford's a pretty good player. I don't think he was this good in Atlanta. He's getting everything. Like, he gets you a couple assists. He gets a couple steals. Like, he contributes in all the categories. None look amazing, but he's contributing in every category.
For the Detroit Pistons last night, 28-22 for Andre Drummond. I made the mistake of taking him into my lineup. That stunk. Oh, man, I just saw a highlight on SportsCenter.
Trivia for you.
1 second. I just saw a highlight on SportsCenter that a serviceman just came home for his parents at the belt.
Those are always such nice moments to see.
They are, man. Yeah. I watch them, and I can't help but tear up every time I watch them.
Yeah, you like those when you see those things?
I get the chills and the goosebumps every time.
What about you, Scotty?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, in how many games?
I go to the airport just to watch those happen. No, I do.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought the bad joke was coming for sure.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No, when you feel like when you're down in your life and you need a little pick me up, just go hang out at the airport and watch a serviceman come back to his family. They have signs out there.
I like
that's the whole thing.
I like when they come back and they bring the kid out to the pitcher's mound and then the father has the catcher's
mask on.
You
mean the one time that happens?
No, I've seen that about 3 or 4 times.
You sure wasn't the same clip of the Rays that you watched?
No.
Did they ever do that?
It's minor leagues, they do it too.
They ever do that at City Field?
Actually, I was there when they did it once.
Oh.
Let me ask you guys a question. In how many games this month does Andre Drummond have single-digit rebounds?
0.
1.
That was close.
Yeah. And he last month, like 3 of his last 5, he didn't rebound in double figures. He has 10 consecutive double-figure rebound games this month, averaging 14.8 rebounds per game this month.
Yeah, the Pistons stink, though. That's for sure. Pistons got off to a hot start, now stink. You saw 18 from Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. My guy Reggie Jackson stunk last night, 12-6. Marcus Morris, 13-5. And John Lohr did his job. I mean, he put up 6-6-3. Tobias Harris on the bench had 15-4.
Did you use Jackson last night, Tony, didn't you, because of the matchup?
I used him, too.
Tony?
Oh, right. No, I didn't end up using him. I went with Michael Conley, which actually was a huge payoff. But we talked. He was a guy that was definitely the top four point guards last night.
Yeah, he was good. He was a good play last night against Isaiah Thomas. It just didn't work out. Dallas and Cleveland. This is fun.
Crazy.
The Mavericks defeated Cleveland 104-97 in Dallas. And after the game, Rick Carlisle
said, like barely a 500 team away from home.
After the game, Rick Carlisle said about his team, listen, we're a shit team. But we're an underrated shit team. It's a direct quote from Dallas Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle.
He actually said that?
Yeah.
Underrated shit team?
Yeah. 100%. I'm not lying.
That's great.
Yeah. 24-11 from Harry Barnes. 21-4 from Wesley Matthews. But the play of the night, Tony, Yogi Ferrell. 38 minutes.
Yogi!
For a dude.
I was talking about him yesterday.
For a dude on a 10-day contract, Yogi Ferrell. From Corey?
Ooh, Yogi Ferrell.
Rookie. Had a 4-year career in college.
Maryland.
No.
Yellowstone Park.
No. Come on, Corey. Yogi. This is easy.
Oh, Yogi Ferrell. Minnesota?
No. Right conference, though.
Huh?
Right conference.
Michigan.
Nope.
Not the Ohio State University.
No.
This is Illinois.
Easy. No. Yogi Ferrell is not easy.
It's very easy. This dude is like a... He's a Big Ten all-conference player like every year of his career.
Purdue.
Nope.
Ball State.
Ball State's not in the Big Ten.
Northwestern?
No, you're so much easier than this.
Guessing now.
Oh, come on, man.
Iowa?
No.
The premier school in the Big Ten is the Ohio State University.
Is it?
Michigan?
No. He's already said that already.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not gonna move on from this topic so you get it. Premier school.
Oh, Indiana.
There you go. The Hoosiers.
And now I remember the player
now.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on. The Hoosiers. Yogi Ferrell. Just start for them. He put up 19-5, 3 assists, 4 steals. It seems likely he gets another 10-day contract.
You would think so. Yeah, especially after a night like that. What did he have? Good 7 assists the other night, too?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's a good player. Wesley Matthews put up 21-4. Seth Curry, 16-5-4. He continues to be very good. He was 95% owned last night in my cash game, Tone.
Really?
Yes.
You looked at the two guy. The only surprise to me that he was that high owned. What's Deion Waiters, a small forward?
He was a small forward as well. So Seth Curry was 95. Deion Waiters was only 20% owned last night.
Well, that's shocking. His price has risen a lot, so
yeah.
I kind of get it. But he put up a monster game just four games ago against Brooklyn, so I thought a lot of people would go back on him. I used Curry on all my lineups last night on DraftKings. I used $5,300. I used Yogi, actually, on my cash team last night, which at one point I thought was going to outscore my tournament team, but it came up a little short. But Yogi, I actually used Yogi and Richard Jefferson and then just loaded up on everybody else.
There you go. For Cleveland, speaking of Richard Jefferson, he had 11 points, 3 rebounds. Channing Frye off the bench, so less minutes than Jefferson. He did have 13-7, though, so he gave you the value you needed. Kyrie Irving, who's on my blacklist, 18 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. He just doesn't get it done, Tony.
No. I'll tell you right now, this Tristan Thompson thing's got me all crazy.
Zero shots, zero free throws,
like,
8 rebounds, minus 22 last night.
That was crazy, right? Channing Frye, we had this debate once Channing Frye didn't get the start last night.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Benny, I'll still play him. I think he'll play 28 minutes, which he came up 9 short. And he got a lot of these points and rebounds in the second half. I think he had 6 fantasy points at halftime. So that was a big second half for Channing Frye.
So this thing with Tristan, right? LeBron James is going to assault him.
Yes.
In the locker room.
Yes.
I guarantee you this.
Yes.
It'll never get out, but LeBron James is going to approach Tristan Thompson and be like, "You think you so tough? You want to do this little silent protest, whatever? I'll punch you in your face."
Yeah.
And Tristan Thompson is not going to do anything.
No, of course he's not. You know why? Mm-hmm. Tristan Thompson is dating Khloe Kardashian.
And he doesn't. Tristan Thompson's a problem.
Yes.
You can't let the Kardashians into your life.
No. It's a bad idea. LeBron James puts up 23-9-9. This dude's like, what else do you want me to do? I'm playing 37 minutes a night, and I can't beat the frickin' Dallas Mavericks. Crazy.
They don't have, but they go through these little ebbs and flows throughout the course of the season. They'll be fine.
All right.
Good. They haven't been fine away from home.
No, they have not. 11-10 on the year.
Yeah.
Finally, the Memphis Grizzlies defeated the Phoenix Suns 115-96. Tony said it from Michael Conley last night. 38-96.
Tony also said the game wasn't even close as the score indicated.
Oh, that was brutal. This game was over early.
Yeah, I did not watch this one. I watched Monday Night Raw instead. 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists from Marc Gasol. You had 18-6 from Zach Randolph off the bench, who I know a lot of people really liked last night. For Phoenix, 22-6 for Devin Booker, 20-6 for Marquise Chris, 14-5-4 for Eric Bledsoe.
What do you think, guys, think of Chris as a pickup?
You know, Marquise normal. Chris, who I've watched actually all year, Scotty, because he's been starting for most of the season.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do enough, doesn't really play enough minutes. Obviously, last night he played 34 minutes. Besides that, he hadn't really gotten more than about 22 or so. He's too inconsistent for me to pick up.
Yeah, but you can't rely on him. He's only 19 years old right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yeah, he's soft.
Scotty, you have an ad currently playing from here.
Yeah, there you go.
Luckily, it wasn't nothing crazy. Hey, what Super Bowl is this coming up?
This is Super Bowl 51.
51, okay.
Super Bowl 51. We'll talk more Super Bowl 51 at the 8 o'clock hour. But when we come back, I got a little, I don't have trivia, but I have some questions I want to ask you in regards to football season. We'll see how much you know and how much you remember when we come back here on the Road to Experts in the Morning. So I mentioned yesterday, Tony emailed me, and he gave me some good John Lester stuff.
Good stuff.
I got an email last week with the 2016 DraftKings Awards. So I want to see how well you guys would be able to predict what the awards were.
Yeah, I saw that. I got that, and I forwarded to Tony. Yeah.
So
and,
did you read them?
What? I kind of, like, glanced at them.
Well, but, I'm hoping not.
You know. They kind of came to my box at a time where I was occupied with something else. I wanted to come around to him, though, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Yes, yeah, so hopefully Tony didn't read it either. I know Corey didn't read it.
Yeah, I skimmed through it.
All right.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we look back at football season a little bit. The 2016 DraftKings Awards is the inaugural DraftKings Awards, by the way.
Right.
I don't know if it was. So there's, there's 7 awards here. Corey Parson.
Nope.
Do you know who the 2016 Fantasy Football DraftKings Fantasy Football Awards best single game value play was?
Best single game value play of the 2000s.
I will give you the week that it was in. It was week 16. It was a championship week.
That's intriguing. Week 16, best single game value play. Oh, week 16. I can't think of anything crazy that took place week 16. Obviously, week 16 is out of my mind now.
Oh, it was championship week, to be fair.
Yeah, it was. Who won people championships this year?
That is the question you must remember.
I do not remember.
All right. Scotty, I'll go to you.
Adam Thielen?
That is correct.
That was a good one,
Scott. Adam Thielen is correct.
I forgot he did go off down the stretch.
Yeah. Adam Thielen had 2 touchdowns, 202 yards, and 47.
What was his price that week? Points.
$97 was his salary per point.
$97. Oh.
His salary
that's really
per point was $97. I don't have. He put up 47 fantasy points that day.
Yeah.
I don't know what his salary was. I can't do math that quickly.
Yeah. No. I agree. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Nice job, Scotty. Adam Thielen. Very good.
I think I played him that week too.
Tony, who do you believe was the most improved fantasy football player on DraftKings? Among all players that played a minimum of 10 games.
What do you mean, from start to finish?
Yeah. Most improved from 2015 to 2016. Who is the most improved player?
Adam Thielen.
It is not Adam Thielen, according to this.
From 2015 to 2016?
Yes.
Who's the what?
Most improved player.
Most improved player.
As far as point per what, like how do they determine?
How many the points he had in 15 compared to the points they had in 16? The biggest difference.
Oh, David Johnson.
It is not David Johnson. David Johnson in second with the he put up 215 basically fantasy points this year. That is second here.
Derek Carr?
It is not Derek Carr.
That was a good guess though, Scotty. So it had to be somebody who had a major.
He had 112.3.
DeMarco Murray?
No, sir. Yeah, 112.3 fantasy points in 2015, 261.6 in 2016.
Mike Evans?
No, sir.
Jordy?
It's
he didn't play in 2016.
It's Melvin Gordon.
It is, in fact, Melvin Gordon. Well done. Well done, Tony. Melvin Gordon
touchdowns.
Averaged 20 points per game this season, including highs of 39 and 36 after scoring just, like I said, 112.3 last year. Third in the biggest differential here between 2015 and 2016, Corey, your boy, Jameson Crowder.
Oh, my guy.
Your boy.
Yeah. Love JC.
All right. Moving on.
I would like to, if we might, I'd like to go around the table, though, and see how many guys, touchdowns you guys predict for Melvin Gordon next year.
Well, it seems very early to do that because we don't even know who's going to be drafted on this team. Right? We don't even know if Danny Woodhead's going to be back. It seems a little early to predict that.
I'm expecting Woodhead to be back.
Maybe. You have no idea. Yeah. You don't know if they're going to draft anybody. It's new coaching
just
staff.
Just for fun, you know.
Seems like a little early.
Call anybody to say
a little what early to do that. I'll say 10, just because it's a round number.
I'll say 8.
12.
12. Tony?
I think 3. Scoring will be down since they're playing in a soccer stadium.
Yeah, great point. Hey, great point. Hey, Mr. 0 to 100, 2016 Fantasy Football Awards. What player scored the most points on one play this year?
On one play.
Brandon Cooks.
That is correct. Brandon Cooks. In week number one, he had the 98-yard touchdown. Four. That's right. Yeah. He had 19.8 fantasy points on that one play. Well done,
wow.
Dude.
That's a big-time play right there. I remember that play, too.
Remember that play.
Well, obviously, it's week one,
Yeah. All right. So there's half of the awards are down. We have another half to go, including the Rookie of the Year, the Most Valuable Player, and the best single game performance. Think about those. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go over more DraftKings Fantasy Football Awards next here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. DraftKings Fantasy Football Awards. Breaking it down for you. Here we go. The next one on the list, the best single game performance. This took place in week 14.
Oh, that's easy.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon. Well done, gentlemen. Well done. 236 rushing yards, 62 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns in the snow in Buffalo. That is 54.8 fantasy points.
Better strategy in 2016 drafts. Paying that second round price tag for Le'Veon Bell, even though he was going to miss 4 games, or paying that 8th, 9th round price tag for Tom Brady, even though he missed 4 games?
I would probably say that the running back.
I'd go Bell also. Yeah. Or even the running back.
Yeah. Because
I could have Matt Ryan
especially
for nothing.
Week 14, right?
Yeah.
I made it to the playoffs the first week. I moved on. Probably cashed in a lot of leagues just for that one playoff win.
Yep.
At least got me to the game that I had to cash. So that's, yeah, I definitely love Le'Veon Bell.
Yep. The suspension for Le'Veon Bell, like, I gotta, like, once he gets suspended again, I probably should just like not worry about it this time, right? Just draft him anyway.
I was thinking about that. His next suspension to be a year, though, right?
Supposedly. Until he like argues it down, right? Right?
Yeah, and until the year. Was he argue it down in, what, 6 games?
Yeah.
They get a lot. They get away with a lot of cheating in Pittsburgh.
Yes, they do.
I was going to mention, didn't something else happen recently?
They didn't, the whole injury report thing.
Yeah, that, the injury report thing. And did somebody get into some off the field trouble or something?
Yeah, Jerry Porter.
Very undisciplined
Joey
bunch.
Porter, rather. Yeah, of course. They're horrible.
Martavis
Bryant, yeah, absolutely.
Martavis replied, didn't he apply for reinstation?
He did reinstatement, yes, he did. How about that?
This is not going to make him.
It's not guaranteed, though.
No,
it's not, as we've seen with other players. You're absolutely right, Tony. Good point with that.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell.
What?
A diss track to Skip Bayless.
Oh,
nice.
Le'Veon Bell, what, Skip Bayless?
He did a diss. He like made a diss track about, I think he made a diss song about Skip Bayless.
What, someone sent it to me. I didn't listen to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it either. I saw it on our social media. I don't know. Apparently, the Steelers are, I always looked at the Steelers as a team that was about the steel curtain, the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
you know
anymore.
What I mean?
Not anymore.
They're all about individuals now. And I don't know how the Rooney's. I don't think the Rooney's like that. Antonio Brown is definitely an individual.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell's becoming an individual.
What do you guys think of the Steelers clearly leaking out that Antonio Brown is a me guy? Nobody likes him. That Antonio Brown, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if they traded Antonio Brown.
That's what they're saying.
I really wouldn't be surprised. I think I don't think they look at him as a dime a dozen, but Todd Haley.
He don't care.
Look at the track record speaks for itself.
Sure.
Mike Terrell Wallace. Owens, yeah. Anquan Boldin.
Haley wasn't there for Mike Wallace.
No, I'm just saying, you know, Steeler receivers.
Who, oh, he wasn't?
Like, no. With Roethlisberger, you know, throwing the deep ball, like, you know, benefited from that. Two things about Antonio Brown that I'll say. Number one, he's a receiver, and, like, a lot of them, you know, have those type of personalities, so it's not a shock. They trade him. Tony had an interesting discussion about this the other day that I was listening to. Like, what would Antonio Brown be on the Jets? I think Antonio Brown is something of a product of that offense, but he's a lot. He's very talented on his own, you know, in terms of running routes. Like, he's not like a big receiver, but he sort of changed the game to where the smaller receiver became more in vogue because, you know, he does so much on his own. Of course, his value would be knocked down if he's not playing with a guy like Roethlisberger who plays a great deep ball, but I think he'd still be a very good receiver. Tony was debating, would you still take him in the top five? No, but I still think he'd be a darn good wide receiver
depends on where he ends up. I mean,
Tony's scenario was like, what if he ended up on the Jets?
No, the Jets is different.
I think he's a good receiver no matter where he goes.
What if he was on the Detroit Lions?
If he was on the Detroit Lions,
he would
Lions.
Be a top five pick.
Well, Stafford throws a pretty good deep ball. Yeah,
he'd be a top five pick. Yeah. He's this era's Jerry Rice. That's who he is.
It's pretty high praise.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Look at what he's doing the past. Look at what he's done the past 3 years. The dude had Michael Vick was his quarterback for three games last year. He had 145 receptions.
Michael Vick retired.
He's about to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwing a retirement party for himself at 37 years old. Don't you wish you did that, Corey?
Huh?
Threw a retirement party for yourself at 37 years old?
Oh, that'd have been down. How sweet was that? The life Michael Vick lived?
It's full life.
Yeah, he lived a full life.
Brown hasn't won a championship yet, though, right?
No, Antonio Brown.
I'm not saying this is right or wrong, though, but nobody's going to talk about him in Jerry Rice territory until he wins a championship.
I feel what you're saying, yeah. But...
I'm not saying that's, you know... Because, you know, Rice is regarded as so great, not only for the records he set, but, you know, for the key part he was on championship teams.
Yeah. But Antonio Brown is this generation's Jerry Rice.
There you go.
That's my opinion.
Who do you think was Mr. Consistency in 2016, Scott?
Mr. Consistency. David Johnson.
That is correct.
Yes.
It was David Johnson.
Yeah.
David Johnson obviously finishes the year 1,239 rushing yards, 879 receiving yards, 20 touchdowns, 425.8 fantasy points. Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Corey, the rookie of the year?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, an easy one.
Sure, maybe I should have rookie of the year. All right, who is the rookie of the year outside of Ezekiel Elliott?
Outside of Ezekiel Elliott, now is where it gets interesting.
Was Tyreek Hill qualified as
because
a rookie?
Of course he was a rookie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good call, but it's probably
is it Tyreek Hill?
No,
it's Michael Thomas. From
no,
the Saints.
Michael Thomas was third, 266.7.
That's Dak Prescott.
It is Dak Prescott. Put up 300.9. Zeke put up 347.4. Finally, Tony, the most valuable player in fantasy football in 2016 was?
It has to be David Johnson.
It was, in fact, David Johnson, who put up 425.8 points, as I said. There
he
you go.
On like a 14-week streak of just putting up 30 fantasy
pure domination.
Week. It was crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good. He's pretty damn good. But is he... the number one overall pick in 2017.
I'm going back and forth with this last time somebody's asked me this question. I think he's in the top three. Okay, in the standard league, which I might play in one. In the standard, yeah. I think it's Ezekiel Elliott in the standard.
Okay.
It's hard to argue with that.
In a PPR, I want to see what happens with Carson Palmer and what kind of shakeups they make in Arizona before I say it's before I say it's David Johnson. If I had to do it right now, I would go Le'Veon Bell. I would go Bell, Zeke, Johnson right now.
I'd probably go Johnson only because I haven't seen the durability and off-field issues that I've seen with Bell so far.
Tony?
I would go Le'Veon Bell, but I think, like, is it a positive or a negative if Carson Palmer's back?
That's what I think we have to see that. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because if Palmer's back, you figure the offense will be the same, right? They're not going to rely on Palmer to win games. Johnson was the entire offense this year.
Palmer could be worse, though. They could get into scoring position less.
But they can rely on him more. If Romo's the quarterback, then maybe they go to the air more next season.
Who's Romo's backup in case he gets hurt?
Drew Stanton, probably.
Yeah.
Career Arizona Cardinals backup. Drew Stanton. Hey Scotty, I was just looking at Roto World, check out some NFL stuff.
Right.
Do you remember last August? You're like, don't sleep on Darren Reeves. I don't even know what team Darren Reeves is on. He told me that. Don't sleep on Darren Reeves. He signed with the Chiefs. Do you remember that?
No, I don't actually. I'm not saying I didn't say it. I'm just saying I don't
Panthers.
Remember it.
It's with the Panthers. I was talking about Cameron Artis Payne, and you're like, Darren Reeves could be the guy.
I don't know if it was Reeves. I think it was somebody else. It was somebody else.
All right.
Can't remember the guy's name right now.
Whatever. All right. When we come back, got a little Super Bowl trivia for you? Maybe?
Trying. Soon.
Soon. Come back here next on the Roto Experts.